This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we reflected on the privilege and assurance of those who are justified through faith in Jesus Christ. They are at peace with God and have a standing grace relationship with Him. That, according to Paul in Romans 5:2 and following, gives us the reason to rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Until this is all fulfilled, however, there likely will be some tough experiences, some suffering in our lives. In spite of this, we have reason to rejoice because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope, verse 3. Faith says we have good reason to hope with joy regarding our future glory. But until that hope is fully realized, there is a process of growing described in the words perseverance, character, and yes, suffering. But because of what lies ahead, we have reason to rejoice in the process of growing as well. Paul introduces another reason for rejoicing in verses 4 and 5. The hope that is being produced in the process of growing does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. It is this double gift that keeps us from being disappointed, the love of God and the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you trust in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit enters your life. As He enters your life, He begins to pour out God's love into your heart and keeps the flow ongoing to the point of overflowing. You not only experience the blessing of God's love in you, but your life overflows with God's love for others. What a wonderful, beautiful picture that I trust you are experiencing in your own life.